Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
7:45, and as we relaunch our Brewers 360, every day here during Brewers season, you know, there are fits and starts to anything that we're getting that going again. Greg Pancake Hill, you know, produces the program here, and so he lines up the guests for us. And I asked you, Greg, if you'd reach out to Levo and see if he was ready to go for today.
Absolutely. So I texted.
Can you detail your interaction?
I texted him yesterday on the super secret talking text line. Okay. So, hey, Jeff, hope Arizona treated you well. Checking in, you're all good to come on your first Brewers 360 hit with Vince tomorrow morning. Same time as last season, 7:45. He says, ooh, baby, fire it up. I'll be ready.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, Brewers play-by-play voice, Jeff Levering. Morning, Lev.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? I can say, yes, I'm excited because I'm back on Central Time for the first time in 6 weeks. But that's why we're doing it. Miss you guys. We're ready to roll. Let's get this thing going.
Oh, man, it's been great hearing you. So not a lot of time. I was interested in this. Not a lot of time for you, certainly for the players, coaches, everybody involved with the Brewers to get settled. You had your last spring training game Tuesday. You got this middle day, and then it's on the road to Chicago.
Yeah, it's about 12 hours here in the city of Milwaukee.
Nice.
I had a chance to reacquaint myself with my bed for, I don't know, a few hours last night. Unpack the bag, got to pack again just to go to Chicago. But no, I think this team is ready to go. You know, for whatever reason, Arizona's weather, when I'm not going to complain about the weather, cause I know what you guys were dealing with here in Milwaukee too. But it was a colder spring. The best 2 days that they had were the last 2 days, for us to say goodbye. So I think they're just ready to get going. The team is all but settled. And I think that they're just ready for games to start mattering again. Spring training can be a grind. It feels like Groundhog Day every day. So they're ready for the bell to ring tomorrow.
Now, we're ready for it, too. Let me ask you this, because the conventional wisdom at the end of last season, Jeff, was, man, if we just had a few guys who hit a little bit better with the pitching staff that we had, we'd have been right there. Any thoughts on whether we improved in that department this year as we enter the regular season?
I do think that the Brewers will have a more consistent offense, especially against left-handed pitching. I know we said that last year, too, with the addition of Andrew McCutchen. But I think that the Brewers did a really nice job of picking up new players. You know, the William Contreras deal is a big one. I think Bryce Terang starting the season in the big leagues is a big deal. Brian Anderson coming over from the Marlins is a big deal. I think that they're going to be a much better team offensively, more consistent. We'll put it that way. Just might not have as much power, but they're going to have nine different types of hitters. Connor Dawson, our hitting coach, was on TV with us a couple of days ago. And he said, listen, last year, everybody knew we're all just trying to swing for the fences, trying to hit home runs. That was the only way we were going to score runs. I think the Brewers are going to be more creative with the ways that they can score runs in 2023.
Talking with Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. I want to ask you about this because you're around young guys who are trying to make the squad. They're living out a dream. They hope to hear those words. You made the roster. And you mentioned Terang. He gets the sit-down with the skipper the other day. And the skipper decides to, like, make it sound like he didn't make the squad. I was thinking, like, man, not funny.
Yeah, we've optioned you to Chicago.
Right.
And unless, I mean, you've heard I've been optioned before, right? So
yes.
In your first mind, you think, okay, I hear the word option. Oh, man, I'm going back to Nashville. Or, oh, where does Nashville start the season? And then it starts to sink in. I mean, it was a big kick to the shins a little bit there for a moment. But then when Bryce Terang figured out what was going on, I think it worked perfectly. And that's the right guy you can do it to, Bryce, because he gets it. He's got that nice, dry sense of humor, kind of like Craig does. And you live for those moments. You want to see those moments for those players who have worked their whole lives to try and get to the big leagues. And it's going to be a big day for him and Bryce tomorrow and for Gus Varland, too.
Great to hear you back with us, Jeff. Are you TV or radio tomorrow?
I'm TV tomorrow, but then radio for the weekend.
Fantastic. Look forward to our Wednesdays together through the season, my friend.
You got it, Vince. Be well.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher joins us next.